I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. You know how the news department has this ongoing travel series called Kentucky Adventures, right? Well, recently some University of Kentucky students and their professor took a little Kentucky adventure of their own from Lexington all the way to the Mississippi River. And you can take the trip with them for the next 6 weeks by tuning in to KET. Transformative Travels, Exploring Kentucky, airs in December and January on the statewide network. And I recently spoke with Jason Swanson, associate professor in the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, and UK student Kate Petter.
It was a spring class. We met all semester, one day each week. We would meet for an hour and 15 minutes. And the culmination of the class was a week-long travel experience in Western Kentucky. So I had previously done education abroad classes similarly. So I've taken students to Panama and Greece and France, where we would do the same thing, meet throughout the semester, and then fly to France or fly to Greece. But I thought that it would be an interesting idea to explore what would happen if we took a group of students and just stayed in Kentucky and visited some small communities around the state, see what happens.
And you got quite a bit of assistance from the state tourism, correct?
We got assistance from the Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet, right? Secretary Parkinson was very helpful throughout the whole process. And they actually, the Kentucky State Parks donated the lodging for us. And so we stayed at Bering River Lake State Resort Park and Kentucky Dam Village State Resort Park.
Okay, so it's one thing to have a class and to travel. It's another to have the cameras of Kentucky Educational Television follow you along. So talk about that.
Yeah, that was a big difference. When I started developing the idea for the class, somebody along the way said, hey, this would probably be an interesting show for KET. Why don't you do that? And so figured out how to do that, and that really added to the experience. So we had cameras in the classroom each time that we met just to help everybody get used to it. Some of that footage was used in the show. And then when we hit the road, we were traveling with a production crew of five people from Wrigley Media. Our executive producer is Doug High of High Impact Productions. They traveled with us everywhere. It was an amazing group of folks. They were the first ones up and worked hard throughout the day to create this story for us. So we had 6 days on the road, and they made six episodes out of it.
It's cinema verite. I mean, it is not like completely contrived a la a reality show. They just basically followed you as you are discovering these something new around every corner.
Right. We had a planned itinerary every day, and it's just like I would do if I was leading a class abroad or anywhere. We had things that we wanted to do, experience the places, and then we were going to sit around in the evening and talk about it. So that was a normal experience in terms of the class. But what made it truly unique was having the production crew there and working with them. And they worked hard to capture those moments that I don't always know that happen when I'm traveling with a group of students, because you can't be everywhere all the time. You can't hear all the different comments. But when I see the production, It's fun for me to see all the learning that does happen that I might not otherwise capture on a normal experience.
Okay, so you brought with you today a fellow traveler, a student in the class. Kate, what's your last name?
Petter, P-E-T-T-E-R.
And where are you from?
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, so had you had a chance to explore Western Kentucky before, or was this a first-time experience for you?
Well, I've kind of grown up exploring parts of Kentucky, but mainly, Louisville is, there's so much to explore there. And then moving to Lexington, I hadn't really gotten the experience to travel Western Kentucky, especially the parts we went to. I would have never thought to have gone to those, small towns. I'd been to Mammoth Cave and the big tourism spots in Kentucky, but I'd never been to the smaller towns. And I definitely would not have been able to experience the local culture like I had when I traveled with Dr. Swanson.
All right, give me one or two stories about what you discovered.
So one of my favorite places was in episode 2, where we go to Kenny's Cheese Farm, because I just have this love for cheese. I love watching cheese making videos, and I don't think I would have ever been able to see it in person, let alone been able to actually like make cheese. And I know that sounds cheesy, but I think that it was just like a really cool experience for me personally. And a lot of the girls had a lot of fun with it, too. Another experience that we had was Land Between the Lakes. We were able to just kind of really experience the cabin life, and we really grew closer, like beyond the cameras. You don't really see it in the episodes, but you can kind of feel after episode one, we get so much friendlier and closer towards each other, and you can definitely see it. But all of that was happening off camera, which was really, really fun to experience.
So the bonding really occurs because you all are experiencing something together, but you're also bringing with you, I don't say preconceived notions, but, you know, ideas in your own head about what it's going to be like to be on a trip with a bunch of strangers.
Right. And we also had people from extremely small towns in Kentucky all the way to Andrea, who's from Rochester, New York. We had people from Taiwan, and, you know, I'm coming from Louisville, where I just have always been a city girl, and going to these small towns, we had all these different ideas of what it was going to be like. And I think that even the people who were from small towns kind of changed their perception on their view of especially these local communities that we went to. And I think that us doing that together in an environment where we knew it was going to be recorded and saved for the rest of our lives, shown to our grandchildren, and, you know, it's such, was really an interesting experience that we all kind of bonded over.
Was there a point where you just forgot that the cameras were there, or were they ever present?
No, they were always present. they said that they would go away, but we always kind of knew they were there, but we didn't really let that affect us at all. What you saw on camera was the same people who were off camera as well.
So did this turn out the way you wanted it to?
Absolutely. I had this idea probably 3 years ago, and it took a while to make it a reality. But what was created in terms of the television production was kind of what I was picturing in my mind. I think a lot of that has to do with the producers and the crew that we had with us, but the students as well. They did their normal thing. What you'll see in the episodes is just kind of what it's like to travel with a group of students. But it's fun to be able to see how that all came together. But the big difference was in Western Kentucky, my challenge was to make it an interesting experience for the students and also in part for the viewers, because we were going to places that maybe you wouldn't think to go. And we were doing things that maybe you don't get the chance to do a lot. Like Kate mentioned, making cheese. We also went to a fish processing plant where they're harvesting Asian carp, employing some of the local fishermen, getting this carp and employing people in the processing plant, and then selling and exporting that to China. That's happening in Wycliffe, Kentucky. They gave us a really behind-the-scenes tour. So you'll see people, some of the students, cutting off fish heads and scaling the fish and doing fillets and that sort of thing. And that was an amazing experience for me to see. But it was at that moment where I felt like all the craziness that I had planned was actually really working when we were in the middle of that fish processing plant.
Well, there are plans, and then there are things that sort of just happen organically. Talk about one of those.
The last day, we were able to relax a little bit and just get out on the water, have some fun on Kentucky Lake. And the marina there provided us with some boats. We had a pontoon boat and some kayaks and some stand-up paddle boards. And there's a lot going on. We were filming in different things. I was driving the boat with the camera guy there, and people were swapping out the different smaller boats. And Kate ended up on a stand-up paddle board that started drifting away, ended up against the rocks. And she stayed there for about an hour or so. And, you know, there was so much else going on that we didn't really realize that. I knew that she was over there, but I thought she was just messing around, having a good time, and we weren't in a hurry, so fine. And it turns out she was stranded and she couldn't get back. So we have, you'll see in episode 6, a little rescue scene there. But Kate did a really good job in terms of something that, you know, that was totally unplanned. But then when I saw that episode after I saw an early draft of it, I was really amazed, because she made the most out of that experience just being stranded out there. And it was kind of an opportunity to see some of the relationships or the reactions among the students when we realized that we kind of just stranded her out there.
All right. In the time that we have left, what do you hope will be the takeaway of the viewers who watch this and tune in and watch episode after episode of this show?
I hope they'll see that it's a beautiful journey that we all had, and we were able to do it in a place that you might not think there's a lot going on, or maybe you don't want to spend a week in Western Kentucky, but you really can. there's plenty of things to do in terms of tourism activities. And if you take the time to slow down, dig deep into a place, if it's Western Kentucky or anywhere else, you can really get a lot out of that travel experience for you. And that's what is really transformative about travel, the inspiration that you find on the road and the challenges that you come up against and how you interact with those, with the communities and the culture of the places that you visit.
And same question to you, Kate.
I really think that the big takeaway is that you can see this show and you can really think that you're experiencing everything that you thought you would. But in reality, you have to go and you have to see these places. You have to enjoy the experience yourself in order to truly transform through travel. And I think that that's something that we all did. And I'm so glad that we have the video experience to remember it. But ultimately, you could film the entire series and see all however many hours of video footage there was, but you really can't experience it until you go. And I'm really glad that we were able to, I guess, kind of advertise these cities towards Kentucky, especially people who don't normally go to smaller cities. They're usually traveling out of state. And when you realize that you can just take a little staycation and just kind of travel Western Kentucky and see these small towns that people are so devoted towards, I think that that's something that I'm really glad we were able to kind of show throughout the premiere and through these episodes. So I'm really hoping that people will take the opportunity to go and travel Western Kentucky, especially to these small cities that we fell in love with the moment we set foot there.
The show is airing every Monday night at 11:30 on KET2, and then also every Saturday at 3:30 on KET, the flagship channel. And then beginning December 20th, it'll start airing on KET Kentucky at 9:30 on Thursday, every Thursday. So we've got three spots on three different channels. We've got a late night spot, we've got a weekend spot, and then we've got a primetime spot as well. So it's really good times to catch it. And they're also airing it or posting it online the day after it premieres.
Thank you both for coming in today and turning us on to this this new travel show that's going to be on the KET in December and January, and continued success, both of you.
Thank you. And we hope for future seasons. So keep watching.
And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org.